This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. It was a first for sustainable aviation fuel this week as a 100% sustainable aviation fuel transatlantic test flight flew from London to New York. Virgin Atlantic says its flight to New York's JFK International Airport was powered by fuel from plant sugars and waste fats and emitted 70% less carbon than oil-based jet fuel. Up next, we will hear from Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association about a major milestone for SAF.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS High Soy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or High Soy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and High Soy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper says this week's 100% sustainable aviation fuel flight from London to New York was a milestone for the ethanol industry.
That transatlantic flight is really a big deal for the industry. It is a major milestone. This is the first time we've seen that sort of flight powered by 100% sustainable aviation fuel.
Some in the media have dismissed the Virgin Atlantic SAF flight as a stunt, since standard jet engines aren't designed for pure SAF. But Cooper says he disagrees.
Well, it isn't just a stunt. This is something we're going to see become commonplace in the years ahead. We are probably still several years away from seeing SAF used on a broad basis, especially at 100% level blend. But most sustainable aviation fuel being produced today is chemically identical to the petroleum-based jet fuel that it's replacing.
SAF is considered a drop-in fuel that can extend standard jet fuel.
So you can blend it in with kerosene-based jet fuel today. Again, typically the level that we see most commonly is 50%, but obviously this project has demonstrated you can go all the way to 100%.
Separately, the ethanol industry is hailing Iowa's filing of a motion for summary judgment to force EPA to finalize its rule, already more than a year late, to allow Iowa and six other Midwestern states to sell E15 year-round. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.